Alderman Michael McGee Jr. has been locked up since being arrested last summer on state and federal corruption charges. While being able to push back his trial dates, he's maintained his innocence. But in a move McGee's supporters say is political and potentially racist, the African-American alderman has been denied bail. So he's called the shots for his re-election campaign from behind bars and let surrogates do most of the talking. At a recent forum, McGee campaign chairperson Lucille Berrien said McGee has fought hard for the young people in his impoverished district.
He had a vision for those youth. He wanted them to have a quality education, or education that will prepare them for the future.
McGee won the February primary for alderman as some voters said they were protesting his incarceration. Finishing second was attorney Malele Coggs, who's a relative of State Senator Spencer Coggs. Malele Coggs is trying to keep her political base and pick up votes from the supporters of the candidates who didn't make it past the primary. She refuses to criticize McGee, but says she's the future of the district.
As I knock on doors and talk to residents, I know that some of the greatest issues are employment. And if elected as alderwoman, I will fight to retain companies, to attract companies, and also to strengthen small businesses.
If Coggs loses in tomorrow's election, she and the rest of the city would wait to see the result of McGee's criminal trials and whether there would eventually be a special election for an open seat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.